Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Newton's lawyer, right?
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over.
Mr. Jackson,
sorry about your brother.
He will live to regret it. I'll see to that. You hear my hurts?
Gary Dorden from TVCSI.
This is the military, David.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Georgia University Radio, where our goals are fivefold. One, to eradicate false literacy among new African black prisoners. Two, to eradicate cultural ignorance among new African prisoners. Three, to transfer and incrementalize to new African mentality. Four, to assist in the rebuilding and stabilization of new African community. And five, to prepare a new African prisoner for release, reduce new African recidivism. I want to say revolution agree to all, free all the political prisoners. I want to say assalamu alaikum, shalom, all the universal greetings. I want to thank all the listeners for listening in. I want to thank the guests for appearing on our show. And also, I would like to, before we start, when I introduce the guests, I would like to read a piece of prose that was transcribed by one of our co-founders, Georgia Universities, from their book called The Poetic Rebels by Abdul Lugabai Shakir and Joko Tsushima Jinsei, which is a song of the rebel, resistance, liberation, and justice. And their prose is called The Spiritual Soldier. Okay, it goes, I am far from being one of the most talented writers trapped within this concrete hell, though I am one of the most censored. The rhythm of my pen is not intricate, intellectual, philosophical, nor poetically delicate. It is like a blunt force that recklessly evades conformity. As I vacate the scene of the crime that my pen has allegedly committed. Why else so much attention be given toward its containment and imposed sanctions? I once wrote a prose complete devoted to my pen. It was confiscated by my keepers, declared a threat to the penological interest of their institution. I asked, why do my keepers feel so threatened by the words that fluidly spill from a rage heart? Or is it because of the humanity that erupts from the depths of my soul while under attack by the force of repression? My spirit choreographs the rhythm of my pen. At times, it is rage, and at times, it is pain. I am often accused of writing with a heavy hand. My word tends to have a sledgehammer effect, pounding on the doors of one's consciousness, demanding release of one's humanity that appears to be held hostage by the restriction of one's own self-imposed imprisonment. I try to reason with society, use a melodic whisper, being careful not to disturb their peace. As I approach the peripheral realm of their spiritual projection, with the hope of embracing a glimpse of the humanity, but the callousness of a desensitized society deflected my spiritual expedition, denying me the delectation of consummating my emancipation with a kindred traveler. I believe this is the cause which had compelled my words to metamorphose into the blunt instrument, intruding upon the premise of one's private introspection, demanding release of one's humanity. I need not have to translate the metamorphic rhythm of my expression. Whatever you may receive from it is what it is. Its interpretation is dependent upon your spiritual capacity to transcend this man-made restraint and surrender to the seduction of a liberated spirit, defiantly refusing to be defined by man's limitation, a subjective obstruction, liberating the inner self-ability to reach the normality of a social construct that is designed to shackle one's spirit to a constricted place where ignorance fornicate with the perversion of erectile jealousy, intended to divert you from your objectified revelation of a spirit untamed. Rise above the desolate plains of a dispirited social order, I ask of you to increase your self-awareness so you can see beyond that which you don't see and find what you're looking for. Most people believe that the journey is a physical transport from one place to another, but it is within the physical realm where limitations become magnified tenfold. Limitations are often man-made or the manifestation of a society trapped within its own sins. We find redemption not in escape from our reality, but in a total awareness of our spirituality. I spent the past 32 years in solitary confinement. It is a daily struggle to resist the attractive seduction of insanity, for it is ever testing my resolve. I'm a realist. I'm fully aware of my physical reality and limitation. So my journey is not an escape from reality. It is a spiritual freedom where inner peace and tranquility console the tormented mind and put me at a place where the concrete and steel becomes my coat of arms. And my spirit stalks the cold corridors of my reality in search of the condemned soul with a precise intent to ignite their spiritual fire, become a light of hope beckoning from the depths of this manifested hell they call Pelican Bay State Prison. Bye, dude. Okay. I'd like welcome to the show tonight, Kualuza Vaga. So how you doing, brother?
I'm all great. How you doing this evening, brother?
I'm doing well, bro. I'm doing well. Before we start the show off, brother, can you tell the people a little bit about yourself before we start the show off?
Islam. Yes, sir. I'm born and raised in East Oakland, California. You know, I'm 77th Ave, Greenside Community, Holiday to Rusdale, Royal Park. You know, I'm a Panther baby, born into the Panther Party. Wasn't sworn into the Panther Party. My first memories of life is the Panther Party being in my living room at home. My grandfather was their lawyer. They had many lawyers, but my grandfather was their attorney that bailed them out when they went to Sacramento with the weapons with no ammunition. Bobby Seale was there. Huey wasn't there, but my grandfather went up there, bailed him out with his own money, and represented him for some time. My grandfather also was the witness to the trial for Angela Davis trial, and he took notes every day of the trial. And he kept the notes in his archives that I have called The Morning After the American Dream. Samuel Carter McMorris, been the Supreme Court, Robinson versus the state, and Lambert versus the state. My grandmother's case, Virginia Lambert, that was her case. And so I'm born and raised in politics. You know, my first day in school, elementary, my first day of class. Before I left for class, my mother was on the news for murder. So at age 6 years old, my first day of elementary school, I had to deal with a murder trial, brother, walking down the street strapped up in East Oakland. This is how we lived out here at that time. And now, you know, things is just crazy. I'd like to send a special shout-out to the Wilson family, Nia Wilson, Latifah Wilson. She survived the attack named Cowell. A coward named Cal slit their throats at the MacArthur Broadway BART station just Sunday, July 22nd. The arraignment was today, scheduled for 9 a.m., and got rescheduled for 2 p.m. You know, we like to send a special request of peace. You know, we want to stand together, but in peace. We're not at war with the so-called power structures here, that whatever they claiming it was a white hate meeting that same day, 3 hours before her murder, you know, but that's all media. We don't know if all of this is true or not. You know, we just know that the media is saying these type of things, but we not here violently. We just here for the family to heal. The Wilson family and the Ansari El Muhammad family. Her father's Ansari El Muhammad. So I can send a special shout out to Jalahu, to all the Ansari al-Muhammad. So, assalamu alaikum to the degree of the creator's master plan. And so, you know, it's not all about me. It's about the movement. It's about the people. It's about the children. You know, we got the community garden here at 7911 MacArthur at the Hoo House, where Huey P. Newton shook hands with Amalia Yesatila. And Huey P. Newton told the community that he was the man. He was a good man to be up under and to learn from. So we here, and we learning and respecting the system of our ancient ancestors, and, you know, respecting our elders and protecting our children. You know, it's nothing changed. It's still the same 10-point program.
Indeed, brother. That's a good mouthful. First, can you tell the people what exactly is the Hero House and what is the function?
The Hoo House is represented all across the nation. It's represented in Africa. It's the African People's Socialist Party. You know, it's the Black Panther Party, because it's the same people. It's just an epic center here in Oakland, a place where we can come together. You know, you can Google it, 7911. You know, the elders on the roof, the murals of the elders on the roof. You know, Marcus Mosiah Garvey. You know, straight up salute to the RBGs. You know, the first spokesman of the RBGs on wax, Ascari X, Ricky Murdoch. We'd like to give a special shout-out to our brother, Ascari X, Ricky Murdoch. He's behind the wall right now. We'd like to shout-out to all the brothers in Tracy, Solid Dad, Old Folsom, New Folsom, all the way down to San Quentin and Santa Rita. Special shout-out to my brother, Real. We know y'all up there listening. It's the Jogla Hoop.
Do indeed, brother. Do indeed. My next question is, right now, that I actually see that you got an interesting background in regards to being a Bay, being an ex, being an Ansari El Muhammad. Can you give us a little understanding about this process and how this process has affected you as a person today?
Well, my first introduction to the Ansari El Muhammad was 10 years old. And the first time I met Ascari X, I was 13, 14 years old in juvenile hall. When he first came out with All the Pecker Woods Better Hide Tonight, he was the first brother that we ever heard on wax that came out with the Righteous Black Gorilla. That's what the RBG stand for, the Righteous Black Gorilla. Came from the red, black, and green flag of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. So we know and understand that Marcus Mosiah Garvey was the first general to bring forfeit to the land. But when it comes to the radio airwaves, that was our brother Ascari X, Ricky Murdoch. And then from that point on, it reached out into brothers like Dead Prez, Stickman, and M1, and Umi. They contacted us, and they contacted Ansari El Muhammad and asked, was it okay for them? They asked permission to put RBG on wax, because they knew that this was a movement. It wasn't just a rap game. It was a movement, you know, spearheaded and orchestrated by the ancestors first and foremost, but the chain of command came down from the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, and it landed here in Oakland with Master Jay, Allah Master Jay, who taught the 12 disciples of the Ansari El Muhammad. So each and every one of the Ansari El Muhammads is one, but many, many to one. Ansar, Nasir, Vega, all one and the same. Al Nasir Al-Waqi, the Swooping Eagle. You know, we in that land. We know where we at. We in Oakland. This is the pineal gland, the pineal gland, the headquarters of the movement. It's obvious everything other movement in this North America came out of Oakland. The Bloods, the Crips, you know, from L.A. all the way to New York. We understand this because, you know, the East Coast came with the hip-hop game, and they brought knowledge, and that was the head then. But now the tail has become the head. And so that's where we know where we at. We know what Tupac was trying to do. We followed it. You know, shout out to the Outlaws, Nutso of the Outlaws, my outlaw brother, the MOB movement. You know, and it is what it is.
Indeed.
You know, it's all tribal. It's all what it is. You know, when Mousy Brown, MB, set it off, you know what I'm saying? He started something, but like the Bible say, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything is regurgitated and recyclated, you know what I'm saying, recycled, and nothing new. It's because when we started Cooney, we didn't understand what we was doing. We was doing what needed to be done. You know, as Equity says, Equity sees is what done what ought to be done. And so Cooney rose out of a 415 area code. You know what I'm saying? So 415 is 10, and 10 is Swahili is Cumi. But if you go to your King James version of the Bible right now, look up Mark 5, chapter 5, verse 41, you see in red everything Jesus said, so-called said, is in red. Well, Jesus said the word Cumi right there in Mark 5:41. So there go your 415. 415 San Francisco, if you break the peace, it's called a section 415. So we peaceful organization, a peaceful movement. You know, Mousy was never labeled gang leader. He was never in the hole for no gang activity. So you can't call us a gang if we don't fit that definition. So by law, the definition of gang never applied to us. You know, those that are gangs, they leaders are locked down. And, you know, they on lockdown. You feel me? Our leader, Mousy Brown, was not on lockdown for no gang activity. We not a gang activity. They called us sometimes an unruly political movement, but hey, it gets like that sometimes. But we a peaceful movement because Kumiya is actually the scimitar sword. Kumiya, scimitar sword, one and the same. And the scimitar sword is the peacekeeper. We don't initiate war, but we keep the peace. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. We the scimitar sword, Kumiya. And again, the Kumiya word is also ancient before that. 10,000-year history in San Diego, the Kumiya tribe. You know, the Kumiya tribe and the so-called Ohlone tribe, Muwekma, Lane Lenape, the original tribes, Kumiya and Muwekma came together. They called them Ohlone, where Ohlone College is in Oakland, Coyote Hills through Union City, Fremont, to Ohlone College in Fremont. My grandfather, Sabi Silverio de la Vega, planted all of the green grass and all of that area. So, you know, this our land. We got over 10,000-year history recorded here, and we know it's much farther than that. So when we crushed down the acorn and made tortillas, now they crush down corn, making tortillas, and give our people diabetes. You know, they changed the ingredients to how we eat, and we got to change the ingredients back so we can live. You know, they never told us that sugar was the first drug. The Coca-Cola company put out with the drug cocaine. We think because they pulled the drug cocaine out of Coca-Cola Classic that the sugar isn't the drug. The sugar is the drug. You know what I'm saying? So our people is in a deep sleep because of sugar being one of the first methods of this romantic war that they put upon us. You know, we got to get our babies off of this sugar because that's actually the gateway drug to all drugs. It's not marijuana. It's sugar. You know, they outlawed marijuana because it was in direct conflict with the cotton trade. You know, shout out to my grandmother, great-grandmother, Thelma Cotton, Memphis, Tennessee. You know, his bloodline, my grandfather, Mac Morris, from Ireland and Scotland. You know what I'm saying? European Moors, the real knights. You know what I'm saying? We know who we are. Islam.
Islam, brother. Okay. You mentioned the Kumi African Nation, right?
Now, Kumi African Nation organization. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. True indeed. 415. Now, okay. Understand that it started out as a prison movement, and then it's on the street, right? What actually positive programs does Kumi have in regards to resurrecting the mind of prisoners and educating the prisoners and keeping their rebuilding a lot of people in the criminal center? Because we understand that in the California state area, a lot of people that have the gang bang mentality, a lot of people crib, they blood, neighborhood organization, people hoovers, they power rules, other things that are aspect, right? So what exactly is Kumi doing education wise and program wise in order to transfer this criminal mentality to a revolution mentality or get the people to be productive, period? What are they actually doing? All
right, now we digging deep into the Quran, the K-O-R-A-N, Quran, Prophet Noble Jew Ali. Kumi is digging deep into the book Moors and Masonry by our brother Abdullah El Talib Masi Bey. Kumi is very, very close to the Honorable Louis Minister Farrakhan's teachings with all of the Nation of Islam's. I got my ex December 30th, 2005, My 72, Richmond, California, under David Muhammad. And Assistant Minister Joseph Muhammad. Captain in charge was Brother Nick Muhammad. You know, so Kumi is a universal movement with universal teachings because we don't block out any teachings. We accept it all. We digest it all. Take what's good for us, and we move forward. It's a recognized tribal constitution and bylaws, and up under the indigenous laws, we here to govern ourselves. So that's what Kumi is doing, is we teaching our people that, you know, we here to govern ourselves first and foremost and be at peace, and we don't got to worry about, you know, this gang bang life mentality. But, you know, it is what it is, because it wasn't that, you know, we was bamboozled. We was bombarded with movies like Colors, you know. Look at Ice-T. Ice-T came out, he hit us up with the rap game because that's our language. But once you teach the enemy your children's language, now they can control your children by what they say in that language. Hip-hop, rapping, that's our language. So when other people, the enemy, learned that language, they was able to control us just like the Pied Piper, you know. We could touch on the vibrational tones through the radio, TV, 440 vibrations, 432 vibrations that, you know, Prince tapped into and realized what was going on with the radio waves. So that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we're doing. We leaning on the Prophet Noble Jew Ali and the teachings of Islamism. And we know that that's the route. That's where we at with it today. That's where it's always been, and that's what we push.
Okay. Okay. So that means that that Kumi has a pact or some kind of agreement with the Anti-El Muhammad movement in the prison system, whether on the streets or what's the relation period on that level?
Well, before Mousie Brown ascended, Mousie embraced Askari X, Ricky Murdoch. That love that they embraced inside came to the streets, because there was never a situation where it was separate. You know what I'm saying? I've been Ansar El Muhammad from birth under my name Vega, meaning Ansar El Muhammad. So when I was introduced to the teachings, it's already in us. Everything is what it is. So, you know, there's members on both. It's the Ansars that sit with K. It's K that sit with Ansars. It's just all about love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. That's the Prophet Noble Jew Ali wanted. That's what all the prophets wanted. That's what Jesus wanted, Emmanuel. That's what we want. We just want to spread love, embrace our brothers, you know, on the square, you know, with the handshake, with the fellow crab. You feel me? So that's what it is.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, the Ansar El Muhammad's, I mean, right now we just dealing with Ansar El Muhammad's two daughters got their neck slit at MacArthur. One of them is gone. You know, the trial hasn't even started. The arraignment was today. So that's where the Ansars is now, is putting Usalam on the Wilson family and just protecting our children, man. That's all we kind of do is protect our children.
Okay. What types of programs are being orchestrated on the streets? Like, is it in the free food program? Is it in the self-defense program? Like, is it any program like protect the people in the community?
Almost definitely. San Francisco, we got a food program. San Francisco, we feeding the homeless daily food program under Freedom Development. That was established out of Sacramento, California. We got gardens in Sacramento, California, Oak Park. You know, that's the main thing we're dealing with is homelessness right now. London Bree is active mayor, the Morris sister here in San Francisco. We got our Morris brother Ken Houston of Oakland getting ready to run for mayor. One of the McGill families going to run for mayor. You know, so it's coming. You know, we got a big homeless problem that's global, and we finna address it. We addressing it here in Oakland through the People's Mayor Ken Houston. You know, and that's what we're doing right now.
True indeed. Can you tell the people what your name means and what language it come from?
Yes, sir. That's my birth name. I didn't change my name. I tried to get an ID and change my name. The brother asked me to consider looking it up again. I thought, hey, I'm 43. I'm going to be 44 tomorrow on my birthday. I'm a Leo, you know. So I thought I knew everything I needed to know at the time. I was ready for a name change. But just recently, I kind of find out that, you know, I didn't know everything I thought I knew about my name. But Kuleza, Kul, spirit. Eliza, the last Elijah, the spirit of the last Elijah. Kuleza is also Hebrew, which means the voice of Jah, the voice of God. Kuleza is also Swahili, and it means explain, to express. So that's why I'm able to explain and express, because my name is my vibration, is my destiny. My middle name is Shahid, martyr, warrior, destined to return. You know, my last name, Vega. Vega is the meadow plain. Meadow is Medu, the mother plain. The Prophet Noble Drew Ali said he could better do his work from the other plane. So now he's doing his work through me, you know, because a shriner is one who knows how to access the shrine. The shrine is just knowing how to access the ancestral lineage, your ancestral ascendants, you know. So, you know, we practice the sciences, you know, Yoruba and Lukumi.
Indeed.
So yeah, that's my last name. Vega is also the brightest star in the northern constellation. You know, it's been said it's the second brightest next to Sirius. So, you know, I'm just a shining star, one of many. You know, and the Arabic of Vega is Al Nasir Al Waqis, is the swooping eagle. So, you know, I'm that swooping eagle, the eagle of the Mexican flag that grabbed the serpent. But, you know, I always looked at that flag differently though, because when a snake is dead, it's just dead. But when a snake is live, the tongue is out. So when you see the tongue out, it represents something bigger. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the divine, it is what it is. On the Kundalini, the Quetzalcoatl, the bird serpent, all the way to Egypt, Pharaoh's Tat, you know. But we also recognize that Khufu wore a Moroccan fez. And the Moroccan fez is indigenous to where? Morocco is America. Al-Marikanos, say A&O in there. That's Kumi African Nation Organization. Everything is always on time, in time, all the time. And law governs all activities. You know what I'm saying? We send a shout out to our brothers, to Harka Bay, Morris Science Temple of America, and our brother Ishmael Bay, pushing line in the community, doing big things, doing big work. You know, we also want to recognize our matriarchal republic line, the Grand Sheikhess Anise Belwar Bay. You know, we reached out to many people in the Morris Science community. And those are the ones that have reached back and has helped in Oakland, California. Wow.
True indeed. What did the name George Jackson mean to you?
What did the name George Jackson mean to me? Well, for me, we refer to him as Saint George. You know, Saint George. You know, he represents, you know, as well as is. It's Jonathan Jackson, you know, the first martyr. You know, he ain't the very first, but he was the first when they kicked off in there. You know what I'm saying? So George, man, it's without saying, man. You know, it represents war, but you know, it also represents firm strength. Yeah, straight Kumi. You know. And then, you know, he got a lot of teachings from Bruce Lee. You know, that's where the dragon came from. It was from Bruce Lee. You know, but Bruce Lee teaching on the dragon was the Kundalini. You know, the Kundalini is, you know, your inner spirit. You know, when your seven chakras is activated in the line, that's the dragon. So that's Bruce Lee. That's George Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And you say y'all calling the same. Why y'all call George Jackson? Why y'all would call Conrad George the same?
Well, when we looking at the enemy and how the enemy refers to their saints, that's our saint, because we can when they pray to their saints, we know that we can contact the ancestors. So that's one of our ancestors that we contact. He's on the shrine, so he's Saint George Jackson.
Okay. So Lord, I'm gonna ask all their brothers are they required readings for Kumi brothers
they require readings for the whole world, most definitely. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
True indeed. Now I understand that you're also part of different fraternal orders, right? How exactly does being a Mason, being a Shriner, how do all that tie in into doing revolutionary or community or a grassroots work? How did that tie in with that? How do you coincide those?
Because we're not tied up under England, so we're not tied down to the oath of we're not here to disrupt politics, because we know any enemy, any political enemy, we are here to disrupt. So we know we're not up under that European Freemasonic oath. You know, our teachings come from Ashwaukwaisi. Our teaching comes from the Southern jurisdiction, the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite. You know, our teaching comes from the ancient council that started the whole thing with Harriet Tubman. You know, we got ancient elders of that line. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we not up under the shrine of the Shriners International. We not up under that. We not held to that up under the sword. We the sword bearers. We holding the sword. We didn't walk the sand, cross the sand barefooted. We was on the two-hump camel from Las Vegas through Arizona with the Navajos, you know what I'm saying, with Washitas. You know, our ancient science is the oldest tribe of Ali out of Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, where my family from. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why we able to do what we do, because it's you know, get the book Moors and Masonry at mooresandmasonry.org, and you'll see who the imposters is and who the real ones is. You know what I'm saying? We know that the Knights Templars was originally Moors, and why Jacques de Morlaix was executed, and they was executed for the secret. But, you know, we going to pump our brakes right there on the air. But that's how we able to move. Ancient Free Moors Right, you know, that's what it is. Ancient Free Moors Right is the Moors Right, you know, it's for the Moors. And so that's why there's you know, you can't divide it. It is what it is, a school of thought. Different schools of thought. You know, you go from elementary to junior high, it's a different school. When you get to high school, it's a different location, different school name. But, it, you know, it's just a different elevation of the teachings. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You know, Prince Uriel Bey, get his book to Amazon.com. Prince Uriel Bey, the Consecrated Talisman at Mario Matria Maya and the Economics. You know, you get them books, you get your degree. Get the Mustafa El Amin, Al Islam, Christianity, and Freemasonry. You get your degrees. You know what I'm saying? We give ourselves degrees first, then we go to our community. But before you go anywhere, you got to be right with yourself. That's what getting on your square is about, standing on your square, left foot first. You know, it's learning how to plant that foot properly. You know what I'm saying? And how to write. George Washington took over this thing with a letter, man. A letter. He took over with a letter. You feel me? He wrote a letter and said, I got this. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do, man. We understand the power of the written word, you know, of proclamations. When we have to proclaim our nationality, that's what it's about right now today. That's what really it's all about, proclaiming our nationality. You know, we not black, Negro, colored, African-American. You know, we not that. We Moors. You know, the oldest tribe here in Oakland, Ohlone is Moruekma Humiya. You know, we Moors. Look in the Geneva Bible before the King James, 1100. Geneva Bible speaks, King Solomon says, I'm a Moor. It don't say black, it say Moor. You know what I'm saying? But this is a denationalizing process that we went through. Just like looking at what they did in Mexico with them children. They took them all to jail, separated them from their family. Why? So they can document them. They undocumented. So now what are they documented as? You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing all over again.
Sure, indeed. I'm glad you brought up what exactly is nationality? What exactly is it? And how can one go about attaining it?
Well, your nationality is your standing, and your standing at law. And it's, your first status is the state of mind. So you have to know within yourself what it is. So I suggest everybody get a Black's Law Dictionary. Go to thelawdictionary.org. You can access the second edition and look up nationality. Start looking up these words because, you know, we born in – for those of us in California, we Califians. Our nationality is California state, but it's Califian, you know. So it's about connecting to the land and connecting to the ancient people, the ancient names. What did they say we are? And, you know, we the people of peace, the people of principle. You know, we the people of the strong oak tree. You know, it's principle. So our tribe is our nationality. Who you was 10,000 years ago is who you are today. We are our ancestors without doubt, without contradiction. You know, so that's what it is. We not Negro, Black, African American. We Moors.
Now I seen a symbol, a little picture. It's a picture that they've been around for a long time. It's a Kumi picture. Now, I think it's a picture of an African in the background, and it's their brother with their hands in the air with a committed attire on, right? How did that symbol relate to the struggle of our ancestors doing particular Negro slavery and in particular the struggle in the prison system? What did that picture relate to? What does it mean in regards to those standpoints?
You saying how does that picture relate? Or you want me to break down how we got there to that? That's our banner. The one that I post is the one that MB gave me. He gave that one to me, and he said this is the one that I could put on sweatshirts and put it out into the community through the PAC-10 project, the PACCT-10 project. And that was for the upliftment of the people, you know, to help stop the gang violence. At that time, we had a program. It was for conflict resolutions for the high schools and junior high schools and in the gang communities across the Northern California. Yeah, that's our banner. That's the banner. That's the flag. The Pharaoh jumping up out of Africa. Some of them have American flag in their hand. Some of them have spears in their hand. But you know that's connected to our ancient comedic science. You know that's our flag.
Okay. The figure called a yellow, right?
Say again.
I say, and their warrior is known as a Yero.
I'm not familiar with that. Is that what they call it?
I think so.
Oh, you mean the Pharaoh?
I'm talking about the particular image, the individual in front of the flag, right? You know what I'm saying? The warrior. I say, isn't right. The warrior known as a Yero?
Okay. You talk with, is that in the Broder Files?
I'm not talking about the broader file. I'm talking about in regards to like and our ancient African and our ancient African languages. I think they refer. I think their warrior refers to as a Yero.
Okay. Well, that sounds like Pharaoh because that's what it is. It's Pharaoh. So Yero, vibrational tone. You know, we have to look the etymology of it up. If you could give me the spelling, yeah. You had a spelling on that.
I think it Y E R O. No, that's some clarity on it. I think it Y E R O Yero.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, you know, it's a lot of brothers and all that that don't chose that name throughout time as a last name, Yero. And it's just like Balogun, which is also a warrior. A lot of people use certain particular names to defend certain things or to stand for certain things in particular, like all the secures, all the Sultanas Ali's, all the Obadalis, all the Thai Yembas. You know, it just like you said, a name has a meaning to it and it has a purpose behind it. Like we had African names, but we gotta have African brains as well. And
functioning that's
African
right.
People, you know. Functioning our people through our ways and actions, you know, and it's hard, but we still gotta do it. If we're gonna be who we say we are, if we're gonna be what we're trying to be the greatest individual of ourselves, because we can't change the thinking or mentality of anybody else. The only thing we can do is present information to them so the individual make their own kind of decision what exactly they want to be, right, or what exactly they want to do. You know, it's so much propaganda out here that people get bamboozled by things they see and hear on the internet, things they see on social media, and, you know, things people say. But when you actually talk to an individual that actually involved in the things that people are talking about, it's a different level of understanding. It's a great different level of understanding, you know. And I got like a lot of respect for positivity, especially in regards to a lot of movement being labeled as gangs, fear of threat groups by the Beast. And I understand why they're being done, because the Beast always wishes to separate us and to make us think that our organizations who rebel and wage mutiny against them are enemies in the mind of our people, and that in turn deceive the people's mind, because we don't control any of the propaganda in all actuality. So every chance we get, we got to communicate for strategy. And our strategic communication is for nation building, rebuilding our people, rebuilding their minds firstly, so they can rebuild our communities, so they can rebuild our nation, rebuild our cities and our areas. Because we don't own, control, operate anything in our area. So this is the basis of our goal, land the basis of our independence. You know, a lot of people talk about land and other aspects, but that's the basis of our independence, period. In any kind of revolutionary tenor, any kind of political arena, any kind of socioeconomic environment, land in our basis. You know, that's what we desire, to build a thing up. And that land going to give us what you termed earlier, that nationality.
Right.
You got to have some kind of land mass to identify yourself as, you know. If you identify yourself in Moore, identify yourself in New African. If you're from Ghana, if you're from Nigeria, if you're from the Congo, if you're from Botswana, if you're in Zimbabwe, you know, it's all about being who you are, being who you are. And I know a lot of things been doing it illegally, but a lot of our people don't understand the legal aspects of things, right? When it comes to how to use them. How to use those aspects in life. Because our people just don't know. Our people just don't know. They just not don't know, even though there's a lot of information out here. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of outlets to get information. People still don't know. So
right. It's
our duty to go into communities, talk to the people, eat with the people, live among the people, be among the people, you know, and,
right.
and build our armies up, build our nation up. That through education and purposes, right? And that brings me to their question, right? You know, I understand you said Kume Swahili pretend, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's also mean Kume African National Organization, right?
Right.
But I also understand that under the Pac-10 document, it means something totally different, right? What does the initials mean? Up under the Pac-10 and how they are initiated to in regard to the program that the Pac-10 running.
Well,
Well, what MB told us, he said etymology. He said stick to the etymology and teach that. So with that, even we got documents of the Prophet Noble Drew Ali saying, I am Kumi. You know, the ancient Hebrew, and when of the ritual, when you're on a dead level, you're raised to a living perpendicular, it's Kumi. Kumi means arise, resurrected, firm, against the enemy. You know, when you get the definition of a name, the vibrational tone of the name becomes your destiny. So you're not just the first sentence, you the whole thing. So it's like the same thing goes for when we claiming we black. We know when we saying it, when me and you say it in private, we know when we love each other and say, oh, my nigga, I love you, my black, whatever, right? But in public, we know in the law, in the courtroom, me and you can't do that. I can't be talking to you like that in the courtroom in front of that judge like that, because it means something totally different. So that's why we have to get away from, or at least understand what it is we're dealing with these names, with these words. You know what I'm saying? So what was you referring to in the Pac-10? Let me pull that document up right now and see what it is.
I was saying in regards to the initials, K-U-M-I. What did it mean in regards to the initials in an anagram form? And how did it pertain to the program?
Knowledge, unity, motivation, intelligence. Okay. Knowledge, unity, motivation, and intelligence. You know, you got to know. You know, we not blind, deaf, and dumb soldiers just taking orders. You got to know. You know, my father always told me, you don't think, you got to know. Well, every time, but Dad, I thought, he always cut me off. Son, you can't think. You got to know. You can't tell me you thought this, you thought that, because that's not going to get it here. You got to know. So with knowledge, unity, motivation, and intelligence, we got to be in the know. We got to know that we know. So, you know, and with that, even in where we at today, we know some of the things that we working with now might change. Or we might learn more definitions, newer definitions, and we might say, hey, we might want to get away from this, that, and the other, or embrace this even more. But, yeah, for life, this for life. And so with Kumi, it's for life. Jesus said Kumi, I'm Kumi. In the Bible, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Allah, Allah, lama sabachthani, my God, my God. So my God, Allah. You know what I'm saying? The prophet Noble Drew Ali.
Okay. True indeed. What's interesting about that, and I know you stated earlier that when you were growing up in your grandfather's house, where your grandfather was a lawyer for Bible City and the Black Panther Party, other individuals, right?
Yes, sir.
What type of influence did it have on you in regards to speaking more, nationalizing our North and knowing the law and applying their life to our people? What kind of influence did it have on you?
Well, I say growing up, the first book I read was by Donald Goins. It was Crime Partners. Second book was Black Girl Lost. And then after those two books, I was gone. I was 6 years old at the bookstore with my grandfather. He was getting the newspaper, and I started crying. I wanted this book. We argued. We fought in the bookstore over it. He told me no. He didn't want me to have it. The reason why he didn't want me to have it is because he already had it. He had the whole collection in his room. But I never saw it. He kept it from me. So when I cried over that book, he let me have it. The only reason why I wanted the book is because it had a comic cover on it. I thought it was comic. I thought it was something for a little kid. After reading those two books, man, my life changed. So even though having the Black Panther Party in my living room, that wasn't enough. I didn't get the teachings at that time. Later on, yeah, it made sense. But my first book was the wrong book, brother. When I learned how to read in the first grade, Donald Goins turned me out. Like you know, many of our brothers got turned out on them books in juvenile halls and in prison systems and whatnot. You know, I never been to penitentiary. I've been blessed not to go. You know, because of Dr. Youssef Bey putting me on my square and teaching me little things. Like for instance, brother, do you know that police are really scared? And when we move around, move our hands,
in and out of our pocket that they be wanting to kill us for that? We got to understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a scary man with a pistol, with a gun that'll take your life. So Dr. Youssef Bey, the governor, he taught us, stay on your square, feet 45, right hand over left, don't move. Talk to them, let them do their job, and then leave. Don't run because you'll get shot in the back. That's what my grandma always told me. Baby, I ain't never ran from the police. Don't run. I ain't never got beat by the police. I've only been arrested in Oakland one time in my life, brother. You understand? I'm almost 44 tomorrow. Not too many brothers can say that. But why? Because I was taught, don't move. Don't run. Right hand over left, feet 45. And that has saved me. That has saved my life. That has preserved my body from getting beat on. You know, because we got to deal with these demons on the square. They military. Police is military. You know what I'm saying? And Freemasonry, that's military. The temple, the lodge, the courtroom, all the same square. You know, and we got to know how to deal with it. You know, you can't fight fire with fire, man. We can only do it by being at peace with ourselves, being Islam within ourselves, being in love with ourselves, loving ourselves first. Then the beast won't be able to touch you because your shield will be on. Now, how you say love in Moorish Latin? Amor. Well, what's the vibrational tone for amor? Armor. And what's armor? That's a shield. So what we dealing with? We dealing with amor, more shield. You feel me? The love shield, the shield of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. That's what's going to save our life.
True, I'm there, you know. I'm saying that the prophet said, sign the symbol for the conscious mind. It's also reported in the Moorish Holy Quran, sign the symbol for the conscious mind, especially the work, the tools of the workshop of the mind. That's an understanding, you know. What's your thoughts in regards of people denying or in some kind of dispute in regards, probably knows you like being a Mason, right? And then also in regards to the clock of destiny, Moors, CM Bates, and why a lot of Moors are against these brothers when if you study all the ancient sciences and you understand that Mason Conference, Kemet, and there's even a lot of Moors that identify themselves as Kemetic Moors, right? But what are your thoughts on
Okay, I'm going to say this. The Prophet Noble Drew Ali was not a Mason up under the European England table toe. He wasn't that type of Mason. But when it comes to Masonic knowledge, of course he had that. You can't teach it unless you have it. How can you give a man the secret if you don't got it? You see what I'm saying? He couldn't. Okay, let's go back to what he said. He said, I'm going to leave a European here long enough to teach you government. He said, I'm revealing all the secrets. You don't got to go back into the lodge. The brother had his lodge information on his fez. The prophet told him, you don't got to do that. You don't got to go back there. I gave all of that here. So he wasn't a Freemason up under them, but he had the knowledge of Freemasons so that he could teach it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it was. You know, if you get the book, Consecrated Talisman by Prince Uriel Bey, it goes in deep on it. You know, I'm not a temple Moor. I'm not in the Adept Chamber, so I can't tell you nothing out of the Adept Chamber. But I can tell you that we talk with our hands and teach with our feet. And every picture that the Prophet Noble Drew Ali took, he talking with his hands and teaching with his feet. And, you know, that's what it is. He was amazing, but he wasn't. He was part and partial. I'll just say that.
the brother always still on the square. Every time his whole body, the way he was holding his hands and repositioning his legs and everything was standing in the square, right? He had all the points and angles. And what I know from my studies is that the four points of the square align with the five more principles that goes back to the principles of Maya. I know they all align together to show one function, right? And I know that like George M. James say, Greek philosophy is stolen. It's all a stolen legacy, right? And I know that a lot of stuff we see and hear and presented to us that they try to turn it away from, it belongs to our knowledge. You know what I'm saying? All the Masonic stuff, all the moral signs, Kumi knowledge, all the knowledge you're talking about, it pertains to our people, you know. It pertains to our people, and everybody made their own decision because everything doesn't work for everybody. So, you know, it's a universal standpoint. So you got to study all things, get a better understanding, you know. It's like Conrad George. Conrad George studied all the political politics, guerrilla warfare, agricultural science, healing. He studied all these things to be able to apply these principles to aid and assist the brothers who were behind the wall, because a lot of the brothers were came right. They were literally weren't educated. And when they both started educating, they ignited a fire within them. That would mean to keep their fire burning. An individual by a 90 mind state, and then that in turn made them more dedicated people and want to be more of themselves. Conrad Joel was a prototype. You know, he was the type of individual that the men desired to be like. They desired to be strong, like, courageous, brave, fearless, intelligent. You know, he was a spiritual warrior. He was a warrior.
Yeah,
everybody
Field
desired
Marshall.
To be like that. It's true indeed. You know, but Field Marshal, which was actually a Central Committee position, a Central
right.
Committee position up on the National Central Committee. That was the Central Committee position. You know,
People's Revolutionary Army Field Marshal. Yes, sir.
True indeed. You know, Conrad, even though he knew past that status him, they never met each other physically, face to face. But they did meet each other through his idea, through James Carr, which he knew the name the Jackal, who he knew bodyguard at that particular time when they were behind the wall, right? And this has all been known and understood that the prison movement, but later became known as the Black Guerrilla Family, has always been the custodian of all the Africans. They always been that 1% in the prison system that kept the people safe, protected, especially they had food, clothing, and shelter. All the other aspects that they needed to survive, kept them away from racial attack, rapes, and being exploited by the Europeans, as well as the Mexicans, like the Mexican Mafia, the Serranos, and all the other Southern Mexicans, you know, who identified with their relationship with the Europeans. You know, so a lot of, I can be representing books like by We Die for the People by Floyd Forbes, and David Hilliard books, and other books, you know what I'm saying, that are written by Black Panther in regard to the relationship that he had with the prison movement on the Black Guerrilla Family, you know, because the Black Guerrilla Family, you know what I'm saying, they made it safe, they made it good for all the Africans in prison, you know. They were their spokesman. They were their political voice. You know what I'm saying? And those are the ones who were making things all well. And even when Massey was incarcerated, he seen the brothers doing the same thing they were doing back then in Conrad George's time. And that inspired him as well. You know, that inspired him as well, because you can see it. You see certain things in symbolism. You know, like I said, symbols are for the conscious mind. You can see it in the symbolism, right? You know, I actually want to thank you for coming on to the show, sharing knowledge with the understanding, right, with the people, and for doing the work what you're doing and carrying on the legacy what you're carrying on, right? I have one more question, then I'm let the callers get their statements. I think all the lines are open.
Okay.
If I let all the callers get their statement and questions in, right? But I got one more question, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Let me get it how respect I wanna say. Okay, when Kumi first started, right, as Universal African Warrior, right? What was the particular ideology which was followed by the organization?
The 10-point program, United African Warriors. And Kiapo was written June 15, 1985. It was the 10-point program. And can I read something to you? This something I wanted to read to you by Prince Uriel Bey in his book.
Okay.
Economics.
Go ahead and read it, bro.
Page 14 of the book of economics. It says number 77. It says, "How did our prophet once travel? Answer: through the Masonic order until he became a noble. Then he entered Islam." Number 78, "Who represented Islam in the West?" Answer: since 1912, Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Number 79, "Did our Prophet Drew Ali enter the shrine?" Prince Uriel Bey answered, "Yes. he did enter Islam that way. Does this mean Moorish Americans should seek to become Masons and Shriners? Answer, no. Why? There is no longer any need for this because the Prophet gave you the 32 to 33 degrees in your divine instructions too. When he placed the tarba and mitra, the turban, on your kaput, your crown, and gave you the science. 82. Who among the highest of Rome entered Islam by practice? Answer, Masons. 83. At what degree? Answer, the 32nd degree. What is the secret password? Answer, As-salamu alaykum.
I'm familiar with all that you just said because that's also up on a document called 360 questions, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm familiar with that. In regard, it also talks about, in regards to, you know what I'm saying, the legal standpoint of the circus and the prophet being, you know what I'm saying, the circus aspect, the history of that, and
yeah, this document is the 720. This is the 720 questions and answers.
Okay. That's the 720. Okay. Yeah, that sounds real interesting there. So above the mind state. Okay, I can dig it. Okay, I think all the lines are open. If any caller got any questions or statements, they can do so at this time, one at a time.
Hello, this is Kalika Shakur.
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks so much for being a guest on our radio show. I'm one of the a hostess, and I'm a man in the switchboard. But I was listening to everything you said, and I really appreciate it. You know,
Thank you. Very informative.
You were talking about books that you had read, you know, and you had mentioned Donald Goins. And the first book I, like, ever, you know, everybody always kind of read autobiography of Malcolm X, Coming Into Knowledge. But after that, the book that I had read that just really opened me up was Black Girl Lost. And I read that when I was about 15 years old. And I was able to relate to it, not because I had been through any of those experiences, but just seeing some of the things in my neighborhood and growing up, you know, I could relate, you know. And it was
right. It
was very tragic, but it was very fulfilling, too, to be able to read that story. So I could just relate to that, and it just took me back to that moment. But I wanted to mention that. I have another line that I want to ask if they want to say something. Area code 478206. Your line is open. Do you have any questions or comments for our guests?
Yeah. See, Abdullah, I need. How y'all doing tonight?
No, we're doing well, bro. Relying,
bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was just sitting back, you know what I'm saying, listening to the brother, you know what I'm saying. He keep bringing up, you know what I'm saying, the five highest principles, knowing the man, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, you know what I'm saying? That's what we stand upon, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And, through that area there, you know what I'm saying, you walk with that, you can't go wrong because there's nothing but wisdom in that. All
yes,
through
sir.
It, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Like you were saying, you grew up in the movement, man. You grew up with the Panthers and everything. But you know what it's time for us to do now, you know what I'm saying, is get right. As brothers, man, you know what I'm saying? No matter what organization that we choose to represent, you know what I'm saying? We got to get out here and educate this youth, man.
You got to
get them back on, you know what I'm saying? Get them back on the positive ways, man. You know, I got the Black Conscious Community, you know what I'm saying, university that I'm building, you know what I'm saying, that I already have, you know what I'm saying? And dealing with educating of the young minds, man, because we gotta leave behind what the ancestors left us.
Right.
You got to keep, you know what I'm saying, moving in a positive way, you know what I'm saying? It's all about freedom, political prisoners, you know what I'm saying, prisoners of war. Got to stay in contact with them, you know what I'm saying, even if it don't take but 3 minutes out your time, man, you know what I'm saying? Grab your pen pal behind them walls, man, you know what I'm saying? And
deal with
them. Educate each other, you know what I'm saying? Let them know what's going on with you. And they let you know what's going on with them, you know what I'm saying? They can just build together, you know what I'm saying? We can't forget about the ones that's behind the enemy lines, man. We got to, know what I'm saying, work with that. So
right.
With that being said, man, you know what I'm saying, it's all power to the people, man. Free to
take my number, brother. Take my number right now, 510-478.
Hold on, 510.
Yes, sir, 510-478-4264. It's not going to change. Okay. I got lifers calling his phone, and brother called me, text me first, so I know it's you. And, again, it's 510-478-4264. And if anybody out there hear that number or want to be about some positiveness, and I'm all for writing brothers behind the wall and keeping good connection with the brothers, man, you know, because we got to keep the minds at peace, you know, and brothers just sometimes just need somebody to listen to them, man, and somebody to talk to, you know, that's real.
True indeed.
Now, do you have any more comments? Do you have any questions, brother?
No, I'm sure I'll just give you a call, man. We'll put something together,
okay.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Peace, brother. Peace.
Peace,
peace, bro.
Peace, brother.
Peace, peace,
brother.
Peace.
Okay, that's the we may have listeners online, but that's the only call-in number that I see on the line.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
What city did you say you were in?
I'm in Oakland, California right now, yep.
Oh, okay, are you going to be able to attend the Black August there? The Black August event, are you familiar?
No, I'm not. What's it called again?
Black August.
Oh, Black August. Well, yeah, you know, we do one here, but no, I've never been invited to anyone outside of this one.
Okay, well, we're doing one there on August 11th in conjunction with the Black August Organizer Committee and the Black August Memorial Commemorative Committee. About money, I probably can give you a little bit of information on it. You want to talk about it, about money?
Okay, well, it's a National Black August conference that's taking place August 11th at the East Oakland Youth Center. They're going to take place from 1 to 8. And this is a national convention where it involves all the Black August bodies that have been demonstrating and participating with ever since the inception begin origin in 1979, even the ones that came to the street in 1980, from the Black August Organizing Committee, from the Black August Los Angeles, from the Black August Memorial Commemoration Committee, from the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, from the New African People Organization, from the LTP Movement, from the Black August Planning Organization, Black August DC, Georgia University, you know, all the movements that have embraced Black August throughout their time and tenure, you know, come together as a form of solidarity, and to educate the people and program they're gonna be put out. In regards, gonna have different guest speakers like the Black August historian gonna speak, who's Elder Kamasa Agilia, he's one of the guest speakers there. There's going to be other individuals, they're going to be guest speakers, and going to be different workshops in regard to educating the people. There's going to be different aspects of dealing with the prisoners, educating them, moving back and forth. And you can also go on Eventbrite and register your organization. There's going to be people vending there. So you can get the information, contact, and be a vendor or be a sponsor or raise your organization and participate in the movement, right? Black August is a culture. Black August is not just a movement, it's a culture. It basically be practiced 365 days a year, 366, okay, Depending on what year it is. And Black August is a culture. You know, it's a culture, it's a way of life. It's something that you want to stand and embrace, especially in regards to represent the ancestors who made the ultimate sacrifices on these flea days, such as Conrad George on August 21st, you know. Conrad John Nettie Manchild, August the 7th. You know what I'm saying? August the 1st, Conrad Katari Regalder. August 13th, Conrad W.L. Nolan. Brothers made the ultimate sacrifice for our lives, who actually committed themselves to our evolution, committing themselves to make a revolutionary change, destroying the system of capitalism to build on the positive system of new African independence, the new African revolutionary national things that we build on and realize and respect, because we know we need each other to build this nation. Build each other to build this nation, you know, and that is some of the things that we're doing. And Black August, you know what I'm saying, is a month. The month to bring that back, you know what I'm saying? It's a month of fans, it's a month of training. It's a month of educating yourself. It's a month of learning different cultures and languages. It's a month that you put out to sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, your physical body and become one of your spiritual ancestors, you know. That's how you keep the spirit of the dragon burning. That's why you fast. That's why you refrain from dealing with certain types of foods and certain type of European commodities, not going freaking a European unless you go off of the medicine. That's why you do certain things to build up that particular mind state, like you were speaking about earlier. But it's a particular mindset you got to have to be developed on. That's down on your square. That square
right.
is your mind. You know what I'm saying? The shrine is your mind, you know. The greatest shrine ever is your mind. You know,
that's right.
If you want to call it a Kaaba, or you want to go to, you want to call it the Blackstone, or you want to call it the Hajar Aswad, it's always your mind. The intelligent mind. Build upon those principles which you're standing on. Whatever them principles may be. It'd be love, peace, truth, and justice. It'd be revolutionary principles. Well, principle they be, then the principle we stand on in order to move forward, right? But again, everybody can go on Eventbrite and join it. Black August, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, all the organizations are invited. You know, it don't matter if you're pan African, if you're new African, if you're black, if you're a black communist, new African communist. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the street organizations, everybody invited to get educated in what Black August is about. This is not just a tradition or a commemoration. This is actually a culture. And a culture is a way of life. It's something that wants to exist in life. People exist by culture. You know, that culture is people exist by culture. Like your nationality, like you said about the nationality. Nationality is a culture you exist by. Black August, way you see a ghosty, it's a nationality, it's a culture. One exists by, it's a lifestyle. It wants something cool. It has tenets, it has laws, it has statements, it had procedures, it had protocol, it had guidelines. It's something you be all built on, it's something we live on.
Mm-hmm.
It's for real. Yeah. No, even though we understand a lot of things happen in August, we understand that it's the born day, the Honorable Marcus God, Moko Mosaic Gaia. We understand it's the born day, the elder Dr. Matula Shakur. We understand the born day of the elder Russell Maroon Schultz. We understand it's the born day of the ancestor. Ancestor Chairman Fred Hampton. We all understand that. We also understand that it's the month that the ancestor Nat Turner rebelled.
We also
understand the month that it's the ancestor Gabriel Prosser rebelled. We also understand that it's the month that the RNL 11 waged war against the pigs in America Everville, which is the national territory or the national territory of the New African Independent Movement. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We understand that the Honorable Mosiah Martin Garvey established the provision of government, United Proof of State of the Modern August. We understand that the round formation along with the SNCC and the Loudoun Freedom collaborations established the Black Panther Party in August in New York, 1966. We understand that they had their 50th anniversary. We understand August is the hottest month of the year, you know.
Right.
You know, even when you break it down numerically, like you were saying earlier about signs and symbols, when you take that eighth month, you got two circles, you got two ciphers. You got two ciphers. One is spiritual,
right.
One is material. At 300 degrees of P, that's 720. 12 plus 2 is 0 is 9, right? And 9 is a born number. 9 is that balance because if you look at the astrological and sign and symbol paradox of it, 9 is a born month because 9 is September, which is Libra, which is the balance. Go back to the front of Maya. Go back to the front of Maya because you stay at the creation. You know, even when you stay on the square, you stay at the creation, you're finding the majority of animal walking all four. And we are, even human beings crawling all four. When you crawling all four, you attach to the material earth. So you're in the four. And you stand up, you become a five-fold being, arm, lily, arm, head, which is the God, which is Allah, which is the law. land, air, water. Your head is in the air, which is the spirit. So 5 is spirit. 4 plus 5 is 9, which is a born number. So even when you go into the aspects of even if like, you're taking your pilgrimage to Mecca, that's 9,000 miles. Is that 9 again? With three cycles behind it, which is an infinity aspect, but 9 is completion. Even when you go back, to 0, you're going back to 1, which is knowledge, which is the foundation of all things. So it's all everything course out and exists. And just those things is because you're talking about signs and symbols and numerology and etymology and phylogeny, all the other aspects. All these signs that belong to us, period. Known as a period, you know. And we got to always honor our martyrs. We got to honor the martyrs and whatever they did, our freedom fighters, our black guerrilla freedom fighters. You know, we got to honor our martyrs. You know what I'm saying? Who contain the legacy. And without mention, I would mention Hugo Yoga Pinnell, who was a martyr on August 12th, 2015. I got to always remember. I got to always think about the brother. You know, he was martyred then because Hugo Yoga Pinnell was a standout soldier who fought alongside Conrad George and Soledad Six. You know. I mean, San Quentin Six, and the Solid, we fought along with his brother. He was in the trenches with the African brothers. Even though he was a Latino, he was in the trenches, but he understood the struggle. He chose to identify with the struggle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we all acknowledge and honor, man, you know. Even the legacy of a lot of the individuals who are still living today, like Johnny Jackson's son, like James, Johnny Jackson Jr., like James Carter daughter, Gia. Gia Carr, like Katari Golden's son, you know, so Ernest Golden, and also Katari Golden Jr. You know, so we got to acknowledge these individuals and carry on their legacy of the people, the forefathers and foremothers before them who made the ultimate sacrifice and paid way in our revolutionary struggle, right? But that was all about, man.
That's right.
Our revolutionary struggle, man. It's about moving forward, man. It's about making changes. It's about the decision you're going to make as an individual. If you choose to make the decision, you got to make them decisions if you want to make them. You got to make those decisions. You know, you got to be willing to make those sacrifices because the sacrifices are ultimate and great, you know. And those sacrifices, it doesn't just pertain, you know what I'm saying, sacrifice to people. You got to sacrifice for yourself. You got to sacrifice for your family. And so you got to sacrifice for the man got to sacrifice the woman he loved. The woman got to sacrifice for the man he loved. So it's all start with their internal connection, with their family connection. Because their family is the foundation. The foundation of the nation is a prototype. That's why our brother was saying, black guerrilla family. That's why our brother was saying, because it's a family structure. And everybody in the family functions together. Now, you're not going to tell on your family. You're not going to hurt your family. You're going to make sure your family eat. You make sure your family will starve. You make sure your family protected. Because that was all about. A family is unity. And that same mentality goes back to go back to movement like the Mama, the Freedom of Land, the Freedom of Land Army, Kenya, you know that, who were fighting oppression against the Europeans. You know that was after a family. They had a Kiapu as well. They had many Kiapu. They had many oaths, blood oaths they went through. You know what I'm saying? They had many of them. They probably had more oaths than any organization on the rest of the planet. You know that they had many blood oaths that they went through and did because in order to know what you really stand for, you got to have something that has some kind of meaning. You got to have something that has something to mean it, so it can mean something to you. That's always going to mean something to you if you don't have any meaning behind it. If you know that, if you violate certain rules and principles, and you had to face certain aspects of a violation, they got to be a choice to your health and your mind, you're going to be for real about it because word is bond, bond is life. You know, you're going to be for real about it. And that's what we need, more sincerity. You know, it's been a lot of sincerity behind the walls, behind the enemy lines. But a lot of these brothers out here who get out here, even behind the enemy lines, they change shape and form, man. You know, and you got to stay on that same particular line, man. Just like you stated earlier, that the political line of United African Warriors was the 10-point program. You know what I'm saying? And you look at that 10-point program, you can go back to the program of Ram. You know what Ram had? I think the 13-point program Ram had. You even go back to the 10-point program that the Nation of Islam had. Even go back to the program that the Honorable Martin Luther King had.
You know, so it goes on and on. Even go back to, you want to say Prince Hall. But Prince Hall was saying he was paying, he was saying back to Africa back in the 1700s, 1800s. He was saying back to Africa, you know. He was saying back to Africa then. You know, and that back to Africa mind is a mind state that we particularly have. Everybody's not going to make it. Everybody's not going to make it to Africa. Everybody's not going to make it to Africa, right? But people can go to Africa in their mind, you know. They can't have that African mindset in their mind. In their minds, they got an African mindset and act like the African, but by being scientific socialists, which is a social scientist, or you want to say a solutionary. You mean a social solution to a problem. Now, social science is only an individual that goes about, you know what I'm saying, forming the problem of the people. Because people have many problems, you know. That's what a social scientist does. You know what I'm saying? Being pan-African internationalist, you know, identifying that we all African. Doesn't matter what we refer to ourselves, man. We call ourselves Moor, Hebrew, Nubian, New African, call yourself, whatever you call yourself, but we all understand that we, that our descendancy comes from this particular land, man, what we call Africa right now. Afri-Raka, where you want to refer to it, how you want to call it, Afri-Tri, you know. It's all a lot of things go together in regards to etymology and phylogeny. And right. Well, linguistics, a lot of this stuff go together. You got to understand and do the math, but science behind it, right? It's all the same, you know.
Axum.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yep.
Axum, Akubi line.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The Axum is an ancient civilization, you know. a lot of people call Ghana right now. Ghana and other places, you know, in the area, you know what I'm saying? And we know and realize that a lot of people came from that area in regards to this physical bondage known as slavery. A lot of people came from the Ghana, the Nigeria, Togo, and Benin area. You know, a lot of people came from those aspects of the Igbo people, the Igbo. They came from a lot of those tribes and nations, man. And a lot of tribal nations formed what you call the New African Nation, because a New African Nation is a mixture of all these different tribes. You know what I'm saying? They came from this motherland and accepted these new codes, because a lot of them tribes would never had any kind of relationship or dealing with each other, unless forced to deal with each other in that aspect. So there's a lot of myths that came about, you know, and different mindsets. So they're developing to a new African mind right now. And they wanted to mission George University, transferring the criminal mind to a new African mind, a revolutionary mind, all the way revolutionary through education. That's why we had men example before, like the Honorable Marcus Garvey, you know. The Honorable Malcolm X, Abraham Lincoln, the Honorable George Jackson, you know. You have all these individuals who educate themselves, be self-taught, self-learn, and to know to better themselves. Not only better themselves, but better the people. Because all these brothers were for the people. Not to mention, we all had sisters that were for the people, like Sister Safi Bakari. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people talk about Sister Asada Secure. You know what I'm saying? Escape from a prison. Sister South Bacar escaped from prison as well. You know, and then she also fought herself legally and get out the prison system. You know, and she wrote the book The War Before, which is a very intense book in regards to her life in the Republican, after life in the Black Panther Party, the Black Liberation Army. It went to detail a lot of the political prison, a lot of the assassination, a lot of the martyrs that our brothers and sisters that are involved in the movement, right? It was a very good read. We got all on the spread ourselves, because we're not a sex or a bias nation. A group of people, so we got to understand that balance, that duality. We're not saying that duality of things, you know, the male and female, because it takes a new African woman, a new African man to build a nation. It takes both of them to build a nation, right?
Right.
So that's basically what it's about, bro. You know, that's what we're doing, man.
Yes, sir.
We build it, man.
Yeah, August 11th, we will be there. We definitely be there.
True indeed, but I'm gonna send you flyers and all that stuff, man, so you can have it, man. You can circulate it, right?
Yes, sir.
Circulate it, man. You know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You want to get involved with sponsorship and the vending, all that good stuff. You know, I'm gonna put you on information about that too as well. So, you know, if you want to vend, sell things, that nature, put in contact, I can get a particular official you want to contact to get things situated, right? And I want everybody to always acknowledge that George University is a movement in regards to educating, transferring the whole criminal justice slave complex, which is a mind state, and whether the prison system, to get you to learn it. And all we can do that through educating the mind and mass of the people. And our study group called the Mark Garvey Study Group. You know what I'm saying? Which is another person that was born during the month away of the ghost. This is our study group. And we instill certain things in not being a homosexual, not doing hard drugs, not being an informant, you know what I'm saying? Not being violent or oppressed towards your own people. You know, those are some of the guidelines and rules we have. But people can always enroll and contact us via email or via our website, www.georgiauniversity.com. Again, it's www.georgiauniversity.com. That's our website. That's how we be contacted. You all can contact me on Facebook. We're monitoring here with Jahar Secure, Georgia University. Y'all can contact me. Those are some of our contacts. And we all want people to be educated and know that we actually doing that work out of our hearts, hearts and minds for the people because of our love and devotion. We have anyone call us, sisters?
No more, no more callers at this moment, but I think it's important that we mention that Robert Seth Hayes was released from prison on parole after 45 years.
Oh, true indeed. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the brother actually got a release a couple of days ago, but he didn't want to go public. He didn't want to go public, right? He didn't want to go public, so they just went public with it. Because a lot of times when the people die, finally get released public, they always find some kind of way to set the brother back. It'll happen human times through our history. So. We can't never, you know what I'm saying, let the media be a impediment to us. We gotta let the media be a tool we can use to better ourselves, to be some productivity, because the media have used a tool they've been destroying up for a long time. Even with the Asperger and incarcerating brothers, like your comrade or Raccoon Balagoon, the media have used the propaganda to incarcerate people, you know, to attack them, because people are always talking about, you know what I'm saying, about tell car interpreter doesn't exist, but it is more harder now, but it's easier for them to do things through the internet. They can file all the information. You know, they've been monitoring our phones since the 50s. The National Security Association, they've been monitoring millions of phones every day since the 50s. So I can imagine what they're doing right now, you know. So what we do, we got to do up a strategy. We gotta communicate for strategy, and then our propaganda, and what we want to do, and what we trying to do, but we gotta do it all. We gotta do it in a particular way, you know. It all gonna be the underground and that above ground. Everything can be did above ground, just like everything can be did on the ground. They already had these places in life. Like it just said, let's say the more science as above, it just said the more science, the higher self, lower self. And Kevin said, as above, so below. You know, it's all with a balance and way we do things. In life, we got the masculine and the feminine. We got night and day. So it's a system, you know. A system, how we going to use the system for, though. You have any close remarks, brother, for the people?
Man, I was just thinking about what you were saying about August 11th. And how it relates to the ancestors, and you know, MB's birthday is August 3rd. He a Leo too, you know. And then you had mentioned August 12th, and then August 21st. I know I probably texted to you yesterday. Was when George was assassinated. But it's also Felix Mitchell was assassinated same day, and Huey P. Newton was assassinated same day as well.
No, he was assassinated next day, August 22nd.
Yeah, August 22nd. Right, you're right. August 22nd.
August 22nd. August 22nd. August 23rd. Yeah, the old day. Yeah.
Right. And then the sister that was just lost her life, she lost her life July 22nd. The 22nd day is throughout history in numerology, number 22 is a powerful change within societies, governments, and whatnot. It's deep, brother. But, yeah, in closing, I just wanted to say love, peace, freedom, and justice, man. It goes to equity in my eye. So, like you said, it all goes back to the seven principles in my eye. You know, and that's honoring and respecting the matriarchal, you know. That's what the republic is, man, is respecting a woman.
Thank you, brother. Thank you again for coming to our show and our broadcast, man.
Thank you for having me, brother. Thank you for
having me. Jalla who? Jalla who? As-salamu alaykum to the degree creative master plan, man.
Yes, sir. Alaykum salam to the degree creative master plan.
You got any closing statement, sister? Yeah, thanks, sister.
I'm just glad that, you know, we had this platform and it's a real show that is people out here doing work. People who are not discouraged, people who have the will to resist, people who have the will to fight, people who have the will to strategize, people who have the will and the knowledge and the know-how to go forth and teach our youth how to be disciplined, you know, how to handle themselves, you know, how to handle their enemies as well. We have to stay consistent in that effort. I learned some things, you know, about the hands, you know. I utilize that even as a grown woman, you know, because it's the same for the sisters as it is for the brothers out here, you know. We got to get, you know, more and more organized, you know. It's just so much to do. So thanks for your efforts and thanks for your will and your strength, you know, because we definitely need it on this battlefield.
Yes,
we must continue to fight to free all of our political prisoners and our prisoners of war. We must strategize to bring them home. You know, and we must ensure, you know, that our strategies to protect ourselves is on point, and our solidarity and unity with men and women who are fighting to protect, you know, the working class people, particularly African people. You know, we need to make sure that we support each other's efforts.
That's right. Yeah. And thank you for having me, sister. Thank you.
Absolutely. But Money, make sure you send him the information for the national conference.
Yeah, we gonna be there. We'll definitely be there.
No doubt. I got it. Free the land to all those.
Right.
Free the land. Hey, Bo Money.
Yes,
before we leave, yes, do you know, do you have any information on New African Family Day?
I don't have, not at a particular moment, I don't have any information.
If you get an opportunity, try to see what you can find out about.
Okay. True indeed, I guess. All
right. Okay.
All right, so
that concludes our broadcast. So let's see what I can take us out with. See what we got.
Okay.
You know what gang violence is, mostly, and the people don't want you to hear this? Somebody shoots your family member. So, of course, you retaliate. You know what I mean? Same thing the U.S. does, except nobody even shot their family members. You know, somebody bomb a school and all these people get killed, so the United States feel like, ooh, that's messed up. We got to go show them who's the real killers. This country was built on gangs. You know, I think this country still is run on gangs, Republicans, Democrats, the police department, the FBI, the CIA, those are gangs. You know what I mean? The correctional officers. I had a correctional officer tell me straight up, we the biggest gang in New York State. Straight up.
Niggas see they got us leading with three strikes. Can't seem to focus, hopeless. With violent thoughts, I'm hopeless. Got the devil petrified. Hot from my hopes are broken. And so I learn to earn my currency in overtime. Affiliated, clearly click a military mind. May God forgive us, over dwell inside of paradise. Thugged out and drug dealing from the womb to the block. My live mind got me surviving 5 rounds. My 45 got me fortified with live rounds. When shit kick, we fly.
quick when I drop sick. All hell, I don't bail, rap that you talk a list. Forever ghetto, necessary picture food stamp. I long thug niggas, never left the food camp.
I'm a real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to box to back.
DJ Black.
From my soldiers to death. When I fuck my soldiers to death. From my soldiers to death. We got the real live shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to box to back. From my soldiers to death. From my soldiers to death. When I fuck my soldiers to death. From my soldiers to death.
Now I was born as a rebel, making trouble for the devil. Take this gangbang shit to a whole nother level. Can you feel me now? Armies in every city, definition of power. Say it, are you ready to see the war? It's the prophecy, survival is the strategy. Rest in peace to my comrades, that's deceased. Organize the streets of time, yeah, any devil petrified of a nigga in his right mind. They tell us that we hopeless and hellbound. It's for the brothers and penitentiary jail bound. I got you in my heart till the day I die. Think of the damage we can do if we bustin' high. Can you picture me low? It's the thug rap. Political contracts and bloodbath. From a Tulsa core up in the rockin' though they got you. I never let them stop me. The struggle continues.
Now, if we do want to live a thug life and a gangster life and all of that, okay. So stop being cowards and let's have a revolution. But we don't want to do that. Dudes just want to live a character. They want to be cartoons. But if they really wanted to do something that tough, all right, let's start our own country. Let's start a revolution. Let's get out of here. Let's do something.
Real life shit from front to back. To my niggas in the world, to rock the rap.